I want to talk to you from the subject, Get Your Kicks. The object of this teaching is to make each person spiritually and mentally independent. That's our purpose. That's our object. I don't want you to have to be leaning on me or anybody else spiritually all the time. You should come to a point of spiritual and mental independence. That's why I'm not trying to have the average type of church here. We teach you here, for example, to use your own mind to make your own decisions. Many times people will come to me and say, Reverend Ike, what should I do about such and such a thing in my life? What should I do about it? And I refuse to give that kind of advice. I say, you go to the God mind within you and commune with it. And the God mind in you will tell you what to do. All right. This is a teaching church. It's a happy church, so I want to see you take out some paper. There's some things I want you to write down. This is a school where you learn about yourself. You've heard about God in the sky for thousands of years. Now you need to learn about yourself. You need to learn about the God within you, the good within you. First of all, let's start with accomplishing your goals. And I remind you that you must first set goals in order to reach them. I want to cross-examine you, as it were, by asking you the question and having you write it in your mind and on paper. What goals have you set for yourself? And you may want to put it in the first person. What goals have I set for myself? Because if I want to reach goals, I must set goals. When you give your mind a goal, your mind power will lead you to your goal. There's something about the mind that wants a goal. The mind wants you to set something good before it in order that it might reach forward to it, in order that it might propel you toward it. So to get your kicks means to accomplish your goal. But you must first set goals in your life. I am never ceased to be amazed at the many people who go through life without ever setting goals. It would perhaps help you in setting your goals if you'd also ask yourself the question, what do I want to accomplish within the next 12 months? Let's ask that question out loudly together. What do I want to accomplish over the next 12 months? Let's say it again. What do I want to accomplish over the next 12 months? Now ask yourself that. You can break this question down into many parts. What do I want to accomplish financially over the next 12 months? How much money do I want to use and to enjoy over the next 12 months? Now, you see, some of you right away are beginning to understand why you have not received what you'd like to have, simply because you have not said what you wanted. You have not made it clear. You have not set a goal in your mind. What would I like to accomplish socially over the next 12 months? Decide whether you want some new people in your life. Not only that, decide whether some of the people in your life now ought to be dropped. You know, many times you have to clean house before you can bring in something new. And if you're going to always be hanging around and sticking around with people who are doing nothing, being nothing, and having nothing, then productive-minded people won't have room to come into your life. And I believe that one of your goals over the next 12 months should be new friends, new associates that I will give something positive to and who will give something positive to me. And as I told you the other Sunday, you should give something positive and receive something positive between yourself and every person in your life. If there are people in your life that you are not contributing anything to, in all fairness to them, you ought to go your way. You should just ease on down the road. If there are people in your life that are not contributing something positive to you, you should let them ease on down the road. Then you'll be able to get your kicks. What would I like to accomplish over the next 12 months together again? What would I like to accomplish over the next 12 months? And while you're talking about your financial accomplishments for the next 12 months, perhaps you would like to write out those financial accomplishments in terms of the fact that you'd like to get all your bills paid off and make some new ones. You shouldn't always be paying the same old bills. Pay the old ones and make some new ones. To get your kicks means to fulfill your dreams. And here again, you must first have a dream in order to fulfill it. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Write the vision. Make it plain. In other words, impress a positive vision upon your subconscious mind, and your mind power will lead you to the fulfillment of that vision. Write the question for your self-examination. What is my dream? What is my vision? How do I see myself ideally? And hold before your mind's eye the vision of yourself being that which you ideally wish to be. Hold before your mind's eye the vision of yourself doing that which you ideally want to do. Hold before your mind's eye the vision of yourself having that which you ideally wish to have. Write down the question also for your self-examination. What is my ideal for myself? To put it another way, it means, what do I really want to be? What do I really want to do? What do I really want to have? And see in yourself, in your mind, the fulfillment of the answer. Now I'm going to have you ask these questions out loudly with me and after me. What do I really want to be? Come on. I want you to stretch that word really out. I want you to say, really. Come on. What do I really want to be? And next, what do I really want to do? Come on. What do I really want to do? And next, what do I really want to have? Come on. What do I really want to have? And please, this word of warning, never compromise as to what you really want. Never. The God power within you can give you a billion as easily as it can give you a quarter. But there's a lot of work to be done there called mind conditioning. You can have whatever you condition your mind to have. And it does take some time, in most cases, for people to condition themselves to have more than what they presently have. With some people, it happens rather quickly. And I'm thinking of something that I told you about many times before, and it's worth repeating here. I remember once in Boston, Massachusetts, I was preaching at a little storefront church. And the lady preacher in her 70s heard me for the first time that particular night. And that particular evening, I told the people, see yourself having something that you really have wanted to have for a long time. See yourself with it. Accept it. This lady evangelist began to faint. She said, you know, all of these years I've prayed and I've told the Lord, Lord, I don't really want much because I don't want anything to come between you and me. You imagine people praying like that? That's the way she prayed, and she confessed it. She said, now, Lord, you know, I haven't asked you for much, and I didn't want much all these years because I don't want anything to come between you and me. She says, I just want to be holy and sanctified. She said, but Lord, this preacher has told me to believe for something that I really want tonight. And she said, Lord, you know, deep down in my heart, I really want my own house. She said, because Lord, you know, that apartment where I live, the people who are above me carry on so terribly, they disturb me when I'm praying. And it's a rough bunch in that apartment house. And Lord, you know, I really want my own house, but I haven't asked you for it up to now because I didn't want anything to come between you and me. But that's what I really want. She just opened up and accepted it. And do you know, before sundown the next day, she owned a brand new house. And she started buying every year a brand new Electra 225. And she continued to listen to my teaching, and I taught her how to have the good things of life without letting them come between her and God. She didn't compromise that evening. She decided what she really wanted. Write down the question there. Also for your self-examination. Am I compromising with what I really want? You know, because some people will say, well, you know, I would like to have a house, but I'd take a larger apartment. Always condition your mind for what you really want. Don't compromise. To get your kicks also means to achieve your good purpose. And again, you must first have a good purpose in order to achieve it. Give your mind a purpose, and your mind power will lead you to the achievement of your good purpose. This is another thing about the mind. The mind loves for you to give it a purpose. In the Bible, the God power within you says in one place, command you me. Imagine that. Command you me. Shout that with me, everybody. Command you me. Now, what is this speaking? It's the God power within me. It's the God power within you. What does it really mean? Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want me to give you. Tell me what you want me to do for you. Tell me what you want me to do through you. Command you me. And it really startles the imagination when I stop to think that each individual is really a director and a commander of God power. And here we are praying, asking God, God, give me more power. And we are not using the infinite power that's already within us. Give your mind a purpose. And the purpose that you give to your mind becomes a command that will draw unto you the good which you desire. And I want to give you four steps for getting what you want. For getting your kicks, so to speak. And I want you to write down these four steps. I'm going to give you the four steps in order, and then I'm going to comment on them. The four steps for getting what you want are, number one, decide it. Shout that with me. Decide it. Number two, believe it. Shout it with me. Believe it. And number three, see it. Number four, feel it. Now we're going to go through it again in order, and I'm going to have you shout it after me. Decide it. Believe it. See it. Feel it. Come on, once again, and I want you to write these down. Decide it. Believe it. See it. And feel it.
In order to get what you want, first of all, decide what it is that you want. A very simple question to write down, to ask yourself every day, is this one. What do I want? And you'd be surprised, though that be a simple question, so many people have never really decided. What do you want? First of all, you know what people decide first before they decide what they want? They first of all decide why they can't have what they want. That's usually the first thing people decide. Why they can't have what they want. Why they can't be what they want to be. Why they can't do what they want to do. But they never get right down to the point of deciding, what do I want? And then some people will halfway decide what they want. Yes, I would like to be such and such. I would like to do such and such. I would like to have such and such. But what would people say? What would they think? Leave all of that aside and learn how to decide clearly in your mind, what do I want? Say that with me quickly. Come on. What do I want? As a matter of fact, I like to shock people to make a decision. And when people come to me and they're undecided in their minds, I'll usually say to them, what in the hell do you want? And some of them quickly blurt out, I really don't know. How in the world are you going to get something if you haven't decided what it is that you want? Shout loudly again with me, exactly what do I want? Come on. Exactly what do I want? And add exactly to it. Let's shout it again. Exactly what do I want? Exactly what do I want to be? Exactly what do I want to do? Exactly what do I want to have? This is why many times when I write to people, usually at the bottom of my letter, there's a little piece for you to send back. And some smart Alex will say to me, who is still just in the intellect, you know, Reverend Ike, if you already know what people want, why do they have to write you and tell you what they want? You know what I'm doing? I'm drawing it out of you. I'm drawing you to a point of decision. When you bring your mind to a point of focus long enough to write it down, something happens. This is why I have many cases of people getting what they wrote me about wanting even before they got the letter out of their hands. I'll never forget Jenny there in Atlanta, Georgia. She started writing me a letter about 3 a.m. one morning. And what she wanted was a new house. And as I had taught her visualization, she said, I saw it in my head. As I wrote the letter to you, Reverend Ike, telling you I want a new house. And she said, I described the kind of house that I wanted because I saw it in my head. She wrote the letter, sealed it up. She said, on my way to work this morning, I'm going to drop this in the mail to Reverend Ike. Before she could get out of her door that morning, the doorbell rang, and a friend of hers that had just finished real estate school said to her, oh, Jenny, I'm glad to see you. I came by here because I just got my real estate license. And I've got just the house for you. Well, she had prayed. She had seen the house. You see, you connect yourself with other people also, you know, when you visualize, when you decide what you want. Your vibrations go forth and connect you with the right people for all of the right processes. So this lady took her by to see the house, and she said, Reverend Ike, the moment I saw that house, it was exactly the house that I'd seen in my head. Not only that, she said, while she was there looking at the house and going through the house, her husband finally had gotten up and gotten dressed and got in his truck to find out where she had gone so early in the morning, you know. And he caught up with her while they were there at the house. And she yelled at him, oh, this is my new house. This is my new house. He said, are you crazy, woman? But he finally accepted it with her. And she moved into it. But you see, she had to decide exactly what she wanted. She had to see it in her head or see it in the eye of her mind. When you decide exactly what you want, it will be on the way to you. The moment you decide exactly what you want, it starts on the way to you. So first of all, decide what you want. Secondly, believe it. Now, belief is mental acceptance. When you believe something, you mentally accept that which you believe. Decide what you want, accept it mentally, and accept it in what I call the nowness of consciousness. Never accept your good in the future. Please write that down. Never accept your good in the future. Accept it when? Now. In the subconscious category of mind, there is no past, present, or future. The subconscious only knows now. Never say, I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. See and feel yourself being, doing, and having the good which you desire when? Now. Now that's quite a trick. It means you come out of the intellect into what I call the transliminal area of the mind. And it's now. And you're being, doing, and having the good which you desire. The third step for getting what you want, see it in your mind. All this is a faculty which man uses so little. The power of imagination. My power of imagination. Say that with me. My power of imagination. The eye of my mind. Come on. The eye of my mind. You must learn how to see with the eye of your mind. You must learn to use the power of your imagination and see it in the nowness of consciousness. And it will come to pass in objectivity. And the fourth step, forgetting what you want, feel it in your heart. And of course, this seeing and feeling in the subjective depth of your being go together. See it and feel it. One of my favorite techniques, as you will remember, for teaching people how to get another car is to tell them to mentally sit in that new car and smell the new car smell. And to feel behind the steering wheel and feel the notches behind the steering wheel with your fingers. How many of you can do that now? Feel the notches behind the steering wheel. How many of you know how a new car smells? Those of you who don't and you want a car, go to the showroom tomorrow and get that new car smell in your nostrils. See, some people go around praying, Lord, should I get a Cadillac or should I get a Lincoln? I'm waiting for the Lord to tell me. Now, there's no God in the sky that's going to tell you, go thou and buy a Cadillac. God decides through you what you want. God decides through me what I want. Together, God decides through me what I want. You see, this is another thing. Too many times people want to put the responsibility for their decisions on everybody else. They'll even put it on somebody in the sky. Lord, show me your will. Lord, should I go to Chicago or should I go to Birmingham? Well, God has given you enough sense to choose whether you want to go to Chicago or Birmingham. Well, anyway, decide what you want, believe it, see it in your mind, feel it in your heart. Stand and let's do some work. First of all, we're going to work on the point of decision. We're going to talk to ourselves. This is what you'll do in the quietness of your own room. But you see, here we not only give you theories, but we show you how to work with them. That's why I make the extravagant claim, you can't lose with the stuff I use. Because not only do we give you this stuff, we tell you how to use it. Let's start with decision. I want you to take one hand, and you're going to talk with your hands and your voices. Come on. You see, it's good to be definite when you talk to yourself. This does your subconscious mind good. Your mind will know exactly what you mean. Say this with me. I know exactly what I want.
I know exactly what I want.
I know exactly what I want to be.
I know exactly what I want to be.
I know exactly exactly what I want to do.
I know exactly what I want to do.
I know exactly what I want to have.
I know exactly what I want to have.
I have decided it.
I have decided it.
In my heart.
In my heart.
In my mind.
In my mind.
And I will not compromise.
And I will not
I believe in the good which I desire.
I believe in the good which I desire.
I accept it right now.
I accept it right now.
I see it with the eye of my mind.
I see it with the eye of my mind.
With the power of my imagination.
With the power of my imagination.
I see myself.
I see myself.
Being what I want to be.
Doing what I want to do.
And having what I want to have. Within the depth of my heart.
I feel myself.
Being what I want to be.
Doing what I want to do.
And having what I want to have. Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you for your goodness.
I see and feel myself as a healthy person.
I see and feel myself as a healthy person.
I see and feel myself as a happy person.
I see and
I see and feel myself as a loving person.
I see and feel myself as a loving person.
I see and feel myself as a successful person.
I see and feel myself as a successful person.
I see and feel myself as a person who is enjoying money.
I see and feel myself as a person who is enjoying money.
I see myself having more money than I've ever had. I see myself enjoying money in new, exciting ways.
I see myself enjoying money in new, exciting ways.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you, God in me.
I accept it now.
I accept it now.
So it is.
So it is.
It cannot be otherwise.
It cannot be otherwise.
And I rejoice.
And I rejoice.
Because of it.
Because of it.
He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, and the serpent shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So repeat this after me, right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my hand and my heart.
I open my hand and my heart.
To the goodness of God.
To the goodness of God.
To the love of God.
To the love of God.
And the goodness of God is working in my life.
And the goodness of God is working in my life.
I accept new exciting blessings.
I accept new exciting blessings.
This year.
This year.
I see myself doing new exciting things.
I see myself doing new exciting things.
This year.
This year.
I see myself enjoying life more than ever.
I see myself enjoying life more than ever.
This year.
This year.
I open my mind to right ideas.
I open my mind.
I open my mind to health.
I open my mind to health.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Love.
Love.
Success.
Success.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
And all of the unlimited goodness of God.
And all of the unlimited goodness of God.
And for this I say.
And for this I say.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, the love and the joy.
Thank you,
the peace and the happiness.
Thank you,
the courage and the strength.
Thank you,
the health.
Thank you,
the success.
Thank you,
all of the unlimited goodness that God is.
Thank you,
go with you.
Thank you.
Above you and beneath you.
Thank you,
around you. Beside you. Behind you. Within you and before you. And make smooth, beautiful, and perfect your way.
Thank you,
Father. Oh.